Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is 12:08. You are listening to News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. It is the Shaletta Show. My name is Shaletta Brundage, and I'm the host of this show. Now, I will be here until 3 o'clock, bringing you the latest on news and information and everything that is happening around town. And y'all know I live on social media. I get my mail there. That's where my kids can find out where I'm at and what I'm doing. Because let me tell you something. If I don't post it, I'm not doing it. If I'm posting, I'm there in real time, not like 2 or 3 days later. I keep getting on folks because some of y'all will post and say, these are my fabulous vacation pictures from Florida. And I'm like, but we had lunch. How did you just post this? Why didn't you post it last week when you were in Florida? That don't make no sense. You got to tell me in real time what's really going on. And so if I'm doing it, I'm posting it, and I'm looking at other people trying to figure out what is going on, what they're doing, where they are, so I can figure out if I should be a hater or a congratulator. And so I'm scrolling through my timeline, and one of my dear friends, Adrena Seawood, posted something about carbon monoxide detection. And many of you know, and for those of you who don't, several years ago during Hurricane Laura, 5 of my family members died from carbon monoxide poisoning. The hurricane had just blown through in Lake Charles, Louisiana, the hometown of my father, Larry Handy. He was born and raised there. His 9 siblings, the ones that are still living, live there, aunts and uncles and cousins, and, you know, just so much family there, hundreds and hundreds of family members there. And when the storm blew through, I have an elderly aunt, and her request was to stay home. She did not want to leave. And so her daughter and her daughter's husband, her only daughter, obliged her. They hunkered down. They got the supplies. They boarded the house and got the generator. And so that is my father's oldest sister. And her husband was with her, plus one of my other uncles, my father's brother. So I've got my father's oldest sister, his brother, his niece, my first cousin, her husband, and my father's brother, and the brother-in-law, my aunt's husband. And the storm came through, and then everybody called to check on them afterward. And they were like, you know what? We're fine. We lost power, but we got enough food, water, and toilet paper to last us until Jesus comes back. We're good. Thank y'all for checking and for your prayers. And so we all went to sleep like, yep, my family members who rode out the storm are good. They've got supplies. They've got a couple of broken windows. They're going to fix them in the morning, but the house is boarded up and they're good. And so the next day, someone went to check on them, and they were gone. They had died from carbon monoxide poisoning. They had the generator in the attached garage, because in the storm, people will steal your generator, right? And it's not like you can run out to the Home Depot and get another one. So they put the carbon monoxide, they put the generator in the garage, and they went to sleep to power the home. Well, while they were asleep, a strong wind came by and closed the garage. And the fumes got into the house. And so my aunt, my father's oldest sister, Rosa Handy, his older brother, Clyde Handy, my father-in-law, John Charles Lewis, my first cousin, Kimberly Lewis, and her husband, Christopher Lewis, all died. And so one of the things that I have just been very passionate about is making sure that people have carbon monoxide detectors in their home. So whether I have to work with First Alert to provide free detectors, or I have to go to Menards and buy them out of my own pocket for people who can't otherwise afford it, I have made it my mission to educate people about the dangers of this silent killer and what they can do to keep them and their family safe. So I saw Andrina's story on Facebook, and I'm not going to tell it because I've told mine, but she is joining me now courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. Andrina, thank you so much for spending part of your Saturday here with us at WCCO Radio. But I need you to take me back to that Facebook post. Tell us exactly what happened.
Thank you so much for having me, and hello, Minnesota. I was having headaches. I was having a sore throat. It had been going on for a month, but that Saturday morning, it was just the worst sore throat I had. Talking to my aunt on the phone, we were talking about it, and then all of a sudden, I hear beep, 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 and I'm thinking, oh, smoke alarm, bad battery. But I get up, and I check it, and it's a CO detector upstairs. But I didn't even know that one was here because I've been in this home about 2 years. I go down to the basement to the one plugged in by the furnace, and it's saying, get out.
Oh,
so I don't even wait to see what the readings were. I did catch that the readings were at least 250. I threw on clothes, turned the furnace off, backed my car out of the garage, and I called CenterPoint. They came out, and they were like, yes, you have a carbon monoxide leak. We are going to be cutting off your system. And the guy was like, and you've probably had carbon monoxide leaking for a while.
Oh, my God.
For a while. And he said, ma'am, most people don't find this until it's too late. And you got it at very low levels. 350 was the maximum they could clock. But this thing could have killed me. And I put the post on Facebook because I want to spread the word that we have these beautiful homes and we're worrying about the decor inside. We're worrying about putting up Christmas trees. And I need you, when you think of putting up your tree and you turn on your furnace, I need you to go and check your carbon monoxide detectors, your smoke detectors, turn them to the back and see if they're expired. See if they have good batteries. See if you have them. And make that the gift, the first gift you buy your household this Christmas season. The gift of protecting their lives.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, while you're talking, I'm getting chills. I'm texting my handyman, Mr. Dan Harrison, right now, and telling him to go by my house and change the batteries on the CO2 detectors, the smoke alarms, and get that done today, like right away. Now, talk to me about how long you think. Okay, we got to take a break because I got to talk to you a lot because I want to know how long do you think this has been going on? How did you know the call center point? What symptoms were you finding? Because like this gentleman told you, a lot of times you don't have symptoms. If the leak is bad, you will wake up dead in the arms of Jesus. And so I want to go back to when you first started getting these symptoms, because there's people who are listening to this, Andrina, and we can save their life talking about this, talking about these symptoms that you had, what we need to do to keep people safe and what they can do to save their family. More with Andrina Seawood when we come back. I'm so grateful she is here talking to me and we are not talking about her. Andrina Seawood is joining us courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, continuing our conversation of the dangers of carbon monoxide poisoning. She was in her home having headaches and sore throats, couldn't figure out what it was. Something started beeping and it was leaking, had been leaking through your house. Back this train all the way up, Andrina. Talk to me about when these symptoms started and you just start feeling different.
Right. So it had been going on for at least 2 months. And what I was finding is I wasn't as sharp as I used to be. I'm one of these people who can really encyclopedia, pull out information. And I was having to pause. I was also wanting to lay down more than I did, all carbon monoxide related. Then this light sore throat, then that's when it started escalating. And then that peak situation when this low level carbon monoxide detector alerted me that I really had a problem. So it again, started with feeling foggy, more tired, light sore throat, heavy sore throat. And according to my physician, who I had to go in to see, it messed with my entire immune system. So I haven't had a cold or a flu, and I never had COVID. And now I have bronchitis, and I've been fighting it now since all of this happened. And I know it's because the carbon monoxide beat up my immune system because I've been living with it so long.
And you just been in the house living and cooking and cleaning up and sleeping and waking up and thinking, oh, my God, I got a cold. Oh, my God, my throat is sore. I can't get rid of this cough. Why am I so sleepy? And, you know, I'm sitting up here looking at my own self thinking, this sounds like some stuff I've been going through. My voice is all jacked up. My throat is sore. I'm sleepy. Don't know why all of a sudden every day at 3 o'clock, I got to lay down and take a nap. And I know you and I know how sharp you are and how quick you are. It's like you can finish someone's sentences. You can finish their thoughts. You are just so and you know, it was just so different, you know, for the pause to come, for the, you know, the hold on, let me think about that, or hold on, let me look that up, because that just was not who you are.
And I attributed it partially to on the 24th, I will be 59. But then I was like, well, wait a minute, I'm too fly to be old enough that this is a problem, right? So I was like, there has to be something else. And now I figured this out. But I want to talk to you about why me. Why I survive. I am the person that's going to share the good information. You and I are kindred spirits in this area. I'm not going to hold good news. I'm not going to hold warnings. I'm not going to hold things that could make somebody else's life better and save their life. 90% of the people who've reached out to me since this post have told me their systems were either not functioning, expired, or when they did put the new systems in, they immediately went off. 5 friends now have new heating systems because they found out that they were having low-level problems also. That alone is a miracle. That's my Christmas miracle. That I was preserved to make sure these other people got the help they need. That's what you do every day. That's what your whole ministry is. You're spreading the good news. You're getting good information out here. And I'm just privileged that I got to be used this time in the same way.
Now, tell me this. When you heard the beeps and you called CenterPoint and they came out, what was that process like?
So they tell you, that they ask you questions, you know, how are you feeling? You know, have you turned off your furnace? Do not turn on any lights. I used to work for Baltimore Gas and Electric. I used to take these calls. I was the person telling people this information. Full circle moment, right? Then leave the house and tell them where they can find you when the service tech gets there. And their response time is very good. I live in Albertville, and they got there very quickly. Then the technician tells you to stay where you are. They go in with a detector, and they make sure it's been checked right before they come in and make sure that, you know, it's going to detect correctly. And they check your furnace first, then your hot water heater, then if you have a stove, if you have a dryer. They check everything because sometimes it's not just one culprit. It could be any of these gas appliances. You
and
know,
see, you don't think about that because I'm thinking, well, I got an electric stove, but I still got a furnace.
Yep. And the first one they kept asking me about was everybody getting these gas fireplaces.
Oh.
That's the one. Furnace is the first. Gas fireplaces are the second culprit.
Okay.
So
you
if you have one of those.
I do.
Yeah. You need to have a detector near that. Near that. So, and then, like I said, 90% of them figured out that they had a problem, that they had something they had to fix. And right now is the best time. Like I said, make it the gift to your home. Gift yourself this check today.
Okay, so what happens after they come? They detect it. They find out, yes, you have carbon monoxide, traces of it, this deadly gas in your home. Do you have to go and stay at a hotel? Do you just open all the windows and it goes away? How long does it take you to fix those appliances or, you know, those things in your home that are the culprit that are causing the problem?
So he did not leave until the levels inside the home were safe with the furnace turned off. They keep you safe, CenterPoint. After he turned the furnace off, tagged it out, gave me a slip letting me know it was tagged out, told me that I needed to get it replaced. He told me sales would call me in the morning, and you know me, I called.
I was going to say sales didn't get a chance to call you. You called sales. I already know.
You know I did. So I had all of them arrive at the same time. I don't need one person give me their dog and pony show and another person. All y'all get in the room and compete for my business and give me the best price ever, right? You know, and they all were like, "Ooh, I ain't seen this before." I said, "You ain't met nobody like me. Trust me." And they put that system in. So Saturday is when we found out. They left me with heaters. I want to say that when you have that CenterPoint home service, they left me with heaters. So they didn't leave me in a cold home. I could have gone to a hotel, but the heaters were enough, and I had heaters. Then that next morning, they came out with the sales. That next morning, by 7:40, someone was in my house putting in a new furnace. And by 1 o'clock, I was warm and toasty here in my house.
Okay. I'm getting text messages from our listeners. People are DMing me. They want to know, how are you feeling now?
You know, I am feeling great now. I'm actually feeling clear now. I will not say I have been this clear since all this began. In about a month and a half, I am now feeling mentally clear. My bronchitis, I feel, is 85%. better. There's a little cough left, but not that much. And tell them thank you for the care. I really appreciate it. Everybody on my social media, I had to put a post up to say, I didn't know how big my village was. I didn't know how many people I really had reached. You know, it was really humbling to know that this many people cared about me and listened to what I was saying and then went and did something about it.
Yeah.
You know,
you're changing lives, and you changed my perspective today, because typically for daylight savings time, we, you know, with it being so close to home for us, we change the batteries, and we did not do that this year. And so, I just texted the handyman, Mr. Dan Harrison, and said, can you get on over to the house? You know where the key is. You know what the alarm code is. Get in there and change the batteries on all the smoke alarms as well as the CO detectors, because we want to be safe. Andrea, thank you for not holding this, not just telling it to your friends and family, but to all of our listeners, all of the people who follow you on social media, so that we can all be safe this holiday season. I love you.
Thank you so much. I love you, too. Do the most good. It's the smallest thing you can do.
All right. God bless you. And you all stick around. We'll be right back.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.